Phoenix Audio presents
The Company, a novel of the CIA, written by Robert Littell, read by Scott Brick. The Calabrian. Rome, Thursday, September 28, 1978. On a deserted avenue near a long wall, a dirty yellow Fiat mini taxi cut its lights and its motor and coasted to the curb at Porta Angelica. A lean figure wearing the rough ankle-length cassock and hood of a Dominican friar emerged from the back seat. He had been raised in the toe of the boot of Italy and was known as the Calabrian by the shadowy organizations that from time to time employed his services. The Calabrian had trained for several years as an equilibrist in the circus academy, but abandoned it when he fell from a higher wire and shattered an ankle. Now, despite a perceptible limp, he still moved with the cat-like elegance of a tightrope walker. Pulling on a pair of surgeon's latex gloves, he scratched at the tradesman's entrance. A pale, middle-aged man, dressed in mufti but with the ramrod bearing of an army officer, held up five fingers and nodded toward the only window of the guard barracks out of which light streamed. The Calabrian nodded once. With the officer leading the way, the two started down the alley, ducking when they came to the lighted window. Two young soldiers in uniform were playing cards. Three others dozed in easy chairs. Automatic weapons and clips of ammunition were visible on the table next to a small refrigerator. The Calabrian trailed after the officer in mufti, past the Institute for Religious Works, to a servant's door in the back of the sprawling palazzo. The officer produced a large skeleton key from his jacket pocket and inserted it into the lock. The door clicked open. He dropped a second skeleton key into the Calabrian's palm. For the door under the landing.